Good morning and welcome to Living Beyond Limits and our New Year ritual. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And so before we get started, in case you don't know, being that this is a ritual that we're all going to participate in, you are going to need a piece of paper to write on, preferably three pieces. If you don't have three, you can take one and fold it into three sections. And a candle and something to light it with. And so if you don't have something to write with and write on or a candle, I invite you to go ahead and grab that right now before we totally get into this service. And so I'm going to begin our service today by sharing with you our vision statement. So if you know it, I invite you to go ahead and say it along with me. And if you don't, you can just take it in. And so it goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that's what we are here doing at Living Beyond Limits is awakening to and stepping into the place within us that already knows that we are one with that infinite presence, that one power, that one life that expresses itself in and through everything, expresses itself specifically within us as our own wholeness, as the very essence of peace, as love, as power. Because what happens is it's as we come to recognize that that presence and power is always within us and always fills every single moment, that it changes the way that we respond in the world. It enables us to come from a place of peace when the world is not reflecting peace back to us. It allows us to come as a presence of love when the world is not acting loving towards us. And what happens is that enables us to actually be a beneficial presence wherever we go and whatever we are doing. And not only does it change that particular situation, but because we are all connected and part of this one collective consciousness of humanity, it actually also allows us to affect the whole. And so I say thank you to every single one of you for answering the call of your own heart and your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing that divine presence into this world in a way that is beautiful and it is in a way that is beneficial to the whole. So thank you for that. And so we are going to begin the service with an invocation. David Conant is with us. He's going to lead us in an evocation and I do a contemplative reading. And Chris Braunschweiger is actually going to share with us Denise Rosier's song, We Are. So you can just settle into listening to the words of that song, or you can sing along because you're muted. Nobody will even hear you. So I invite you for the moment just to settle into yourself and to allow yourself just to become a little more still, to drop into your body, to let go of everything else and allow the sound of this bowl to assist you in just slowing down.
Time of year is a busy time. And this year, we dealt with even more. Join me as I set all that aside, as I focus on my oneness with Spirit. The universal Spirit that is the one source. It is not possible to be apart from the ever-present, all-knowing one source. This is true for me and for everyone here this morning. As we recognize this about our divine nature, we are all blessed by this inner presence that is everywhere. Since it is everywhere, it is here now as living beyond limits, which casts a wide, loving, and joyful net, not just on Sunday, but every day. It is also here now as each one of us. We are always one with this pure Spirit. Today, I bless Reverend Jennifer. I know that her sermon is the one mind manifesting through her and directly into our lives. I bless Ray for all the good he does for Living Beyond Limits and for us. I bless everyone here and those who are not here. I bless all spiritual paths, and I say, and so it is. Hello. My reading today is from 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. I rise out of the old to walk with God in the new. And it goes like this. The world would have me tarry in the old, the traditional and the past. But the infinite urges me forward, bidding me to keep pace with the fresh ideas emerging from the divine mind. The truth is ever new to me. Today's inspiration is God's action, urging me to do a creative work. I need add nothing more than my wisdom, for God's mind is mine, and I now produce good works. I practice my knowledge of God. I give factual evidence of my faith. Whoever sees me this day sees Spirit at work through me. I do the right and loving thing. The days ahead are bright with promise. They will be to me what I cause them to be. I can repeat the past, or I can create new and better experiences. God wants me to do the latter, and I now resolve to do it. This constant improvement is now the basis of my thinking. I think and act today in accordance with my plan for the future. My present faith in good brings that good upon my pathway. Today is better than yesterday, and tomorrow will be heaven on earth. No longer chained by the past, I freely create a new heaven and a new earth now. And so it is.
So it is. Nice. Thank you so much. And so just to let you know, if you want to not have everybody's little thumbnail pictures on there and you just want the person who's speaking, you can actually go up to your right-hand corner where it says view and click on speaker view if you would like to do that. Whichever works for you is great for me. And so happy new year, everybody. Oh my gosh, does it feel so good to step out of the year 2020 and into a brand new year that is just fresh and ready to be created? This year has been filled with challenges, not just for us and not just for people across this country, but for people across this entire globe this year. In fact, there's an Irish tradition, you might have read about it, and it is a tradition where right before midnight, you open the front door and the back door to let the old year out to make room for the new year so the new year can come in. And Colleen and I did that right before midnight. In fact, we opened both of the doors and many of the windows. And then I went through the house with a Tibetan bowl and rang it in every single room and in every single corner to clear out and get rid of that energy from 2020 to make room for this new year and a new creation to be created. And so human beings have actually celebrated the end of the year since the time of the Babylonians, 4,000 years ago. At that time, it was actually celebrated in March, and the end of the new year and the beginning of the new one was celebrated by planting crops and by setting intentions and making promises to the gods in hopes that in turn, the gods would shower those people with a good harvest and with financial prosperity and good health in the coming year. Those offerings also at that time, offerings were made to the Roman god Janus, which January is named after. And Janus is a god that is the god of thresholds and doorways and endings and beginnings. And he is depicted as a god with two faces, one that is looking into the past and the other that is looking forward into the future. And so here we are right now at this threshold. And so as we begin this new year, it is a marker in time for us, a marker in time to stop and to reflect and to take stock. It is also a time to look forward and to dream and to grab a hold of our dreams and to set intentions about where we want to go this year and who we want to be in this coming year. Setting an intention is like turning the GPS in your car. It actually is the thing that enables us to move in the direction of our ultimate goal. And it actually is the thing that enables us to actually end up at that goal, which is our desires or our dreams. And just like a GPS in a car, even if you take another road, even if you get sidetracked and go on a side trip somewhere else, it still will redirect you back towards that goal and keep you moving towards that ultimate goal that you have. Ernest Holmes said in his book, This Thing Called Life, the law, and he's talking about the law of attraction, the law of reflection. He says the law of itself does nothing without a word, a thought, or an idea. It has no impulsion of its own. Just as the empty lot next to your house produces nothing of itself, but it is ever ready to produce when it is planted. So the law of your mind waits until it becomes impregnated with the creative word which sets it in motion. Your word differentiates the law. The law of life is not life itself, just as the engine is not the engineer. Your word, your intention is the engineer. It is the thing that directs the law so that the universe can support you and bring things into being that support you in reaching that ultimate goal. And so the title of my talk today is The Sky is the Limit. And I'm talking about that the sky is the limit. because we live in this energy field, in this power and presence that is limitless potential. We are immersed in and filled with that power and that potential, which is limitless. That which knows no confines, that which has no bounds. Instead, it is a creative intelligence. It is creativity itself and a force for good. And within itself, it has the ability to orchestrate everything towards good. And so Ernest Holmes also said, bondage exists only in the human mind. We are free as soon as we recognize that there is no power to bind us except ourselves. The universe is simply waiting our intention and our word and our moving forward. The only thing that binds us is our belief that we can't have it, that we can't do it, that we can't be it. And so as we step into this new year, we consciously and intentionally step out of whatever those things are that have been binding us from living our fullest life, from living our grandest life, and fulfilling those dreams of our own heart and soul. And so as we step into this new year, we step into a new year that is filled with promise and filled with potential. It is as if we were stepping onto the blank pages of a book that is waiting for us to write the story and waiting for us to illustrate that story. The universe supplies us with everything that we need to write and create and illustrate that story. It has already provided the pens and the pencils and the paint and the paintbrushes and the blank pages. It is up to us to write that story. And we do that out of our own creative imagination. We do that out of our dreams and our heartfelt longings. And we do that with our own hand and in our own unique way. And so the universe doesn't care what the story is that we write. It only cares that we write the story, because as we express ourselves more fully, the universe, God, that infinite potential gets to express itself more fully by means of us. And so those things that we have as heartfelt longings, those things of our dream, are really our soul longing to express in a greater way. And those souls longing to express in a greater way are really pulling us toward that greater expression. And those soul longings that we have are the call of the divine within us to express so that it may unfold through us. Ernest Holmes said, the desire arises out of the necessity of the universe to become self-expressed. And so regardless of what your desire is for this new year, whether it is to contribute something new to this world, or whether it's to develop a new skill, or to travel to a place that you've never been before, or even if it's to develop an inner quality, perhaps to develop greater inner peace this year, or to live a more authentic life, or to be more outspoken. Maybe it's to be kinder and gentler to yourself. All of those things are the infinite presence of the universe seeking to express itself in a greater way than it has expressed before. And I think that that desire that we have to express, that desire that we have to expand and to grow and to be more, is different than making a New Year's resolution. Because I think New Year's resolutions often come out of this subtle feeling of guilt, that those New Year's resolutions often come from the outside. They're outer motivated, and they're often somebody else's idea of what is good for us. New Year's resolutions are often preceded by the words, I should, as in I should exercise more, or I should eat more vegetables. But instead, our dreams and our desires are expansive, and they are internally motivated. Those dreams and desires sound more like something I'd really like to ride my bike more this year. Or I'd really like to learn how to grow vegetables and plant a vegetable garden in my backyard and learn some new ways to prepare those vegetables. Both of those things lead us to the same place and we end up at the same destination, but one of them feels heavy and feels like an obligation, and the other one feels expansive and hopeful, and it opens us and energizes us and gives us more energy to move forward, and it feels better because it feels more fulfilling and more satisfying. So listening to those inner desires and the longing of our heart takes us to our most satisfying life, and it takes us to living our lives in an expanded way. But it takes getting clear about what it is that we want. And then it takes setting the intention to actually do it and deciding to actually do it. And then once we've gotten clear and we've decided that we're actually going to do that thing, then we allow the universe to orchestrate all the things that need to come into place for the fulfillment of that dream as we take the steps forward. But we have to take the steps forward. It's like praying for the most wonderful meal, but you actually have to take the steps to go to the grocery store. The universe supplies us with all the ingredients, supplies you with the recipe, but we have to actually take the steps to go to the grocery store and to actually turn on the stove in order for that to happen. But we don't have to ahead of time know how it's going to happen, just that it is going to happen in faith, in trust, with our intention, and then take the steps that are before you. And so I'd like to share a story with you that is out of the book, Daily Dose of Sanity by Alan Cohen. And it says, the moment one definitely commits itself, then providence moves too. The term synchronicity was coined by Swiss psychologist Carl Jung. It means, quote, a meaningful coincidence. When two seemingly unrelated events occur simultaneously, with a purpose recognizable to the person experiencing the events. At such a moment, it becomes clear that the law of attraction is operating behind the scenes. One day, my partner Dee went to a spa at a hotel and received an excellent massage from a therapist named Susanna. During the course of their conversation, Susanna mentioned that she had a dog, an unusual mix of blue heeler and Sheltie. Dee enjoyed the treatment so much that she asked Susanna if she was available for house calls. Susanna explained that she was not allowed to set up private business through her interactions at the hotel. But if Dee got her number by some other means and phoned her, then she could do it. Later that afternoon, Dee and I were walking our dogs in a park when we met a couple of 10-year-old girls playing. They took an interest in our dogs, and we asked them if they had any. One of the girls replied, yes, we have a blue heeler Sheltie mix. Dee was stunned to hear the odd combination twice in one day and asked the child if her mother's name was Susanna. The girl answered, yes, and she'll be picking us up here in a few minutes. While some would write this off, that it was a meeting of coincidences, It was actually the product of intention. Dee had a very strong desire to connect with Susanna, and she had also surrendered the how of it to the universe, which is quite adept at orchestrating events that we cannot. If you really want to get something done, but have no idea how to do it, worry not. The power of intention will synchronize the right people and events. If there's something you need to do, you will know it. Otherwise, if there's something you need to do, you will know it. Otherwise, just relax and walk your dog, and destiny will find you. Ernest Holmes says, we don't need to know how it will occur, only that it will occur. So we just get clear and take the steps, show up at the park, and allow the pieces to fall into place. The way that we manifest the life of our desires, the way that we live our most fulfilling life, is threefold. It is gratitude, intention, and release. So we experience gratitude for what is. We experience gratitude for who we are and what it is that we have in our lives. And then we get clear about what we want. We set an intention, we decide to do it, we decide to be it. And then we release whatever it is that is keeping us stuck, whatever it is that is keeping us from stepping into that limitless potential of the universe. It could be a self-sabotaging behavior. It could be some self-sabotaging belief or self-concept. It could be listening to our own doubts or listening to the doubters in our lives. It could just be a habit of doing things the way that we've always done them. And so I invite you now to join me in a three-part ritual for this new year. And so in honor of the god Janus, we look back and we look forward. And so if you'll take out your piece of paper and something to write with, and I invite you to close your eyes for a moment to that place of wisdom and knowingness that lives inside of you, your own spirit, the essence of your beingness. And to ask that place of wisdom, what am I grateful for from this year? What am I grateful for from this past year? Is there something that I've learned or some way that I've grown that I'm grateful for? What have I gained? Who have I become? Are there people in my life that I'm grateful for, or things in my life that I'm grateful for? What am I grateful for from this year? And when you're ready to go ahead and write that down on one of your pieces of paper, or if you only have one large sheet, to fold that sheet in three pieces and to write it in the left-hand column. What am I grateful for from this past year? I'll give you a few more seconds. And so I invite you to join me in a blessing. And so I bless this abundance that fills our lives, recognizing how it has nurtured us and brought us deep fulfillment and satisfaction and joy, how we live this life in this plenty, and all good things have been gifted to us. And so we revel in this good, knowing that as we do, our experience of it expands, and it expands in our lives so that it is overflowing. What a blessing it is to be the recipient of all of this good. And so I bless it, and I bless it in each and every single one of our lives. And so I invite you to turn within one more time. And do have your second piece of paper handy. And to ask that wisdom of your own beingness. What does my heart desire this year? What is it that I want to do or experience? Who is it, or how is it that I want to be this year? What is my heart's desire for this year? Is there a quality that I want to embody? Perhaps greater peace or courage or trust or something else. What is my heart's desire for this year? And therefore, what is my intention for this coming year? And when you're ready to go ahead and write that down on that second piece of paper, in just a few words, it doesn't have to be long. And so now, if you'll get your candle, whatever you're going to light your candle with, and to hold that intention in your mind, and then to light your candle. And as you light your candle, to say out loud, "This year I intend," and fill in the blank as you light your candle. "This year I intend," and to fill in the blank. "This year, I intend to experience greater inner peace." And to know that as the heat rises off of that candle, as any smoke rises off of that candle, that it is taking your intentions up into the heavens, up into that realm of infinite possibilities. And so I invite you to join me in a blessing of intention. And so I bless these intentions, each and every one that has been set here. For I know that those intentions have been born out of our heart and our soul and the call of the divine presence within us to express, to expand, to give way to that one infinite presence that is none other than the very essence of our own spirit. And so I know that these intentions have already been blessed from on high, for they have come out of that divine presence by means of our own hearts and minds. And so I bless the fruition of each one of these, knowing that everything that we need is brought forward and falls into place, is orchestrated, and it unfolds in a way that is satisfying and fulfilling. And so it is. And so I invite you to turn in within one more time to that knowingness of your own soul, the wisdom of the universe, and to ask that place inside of you, "What is it that I need to release in order to be or do or have this thing and to experience my greatest life? What must I release?" Is there something that I need to let go of? Is there something that I need to let go of? Perhaps an old resentment or an unforgiveness. Maybe an attitude or a belief. Maybe an inaccurate self-concept. or regret or a way of being? What must I let go of as I step into this new year? What is it that I would like to leave behind? And to take a minute and to go ahead and write that down on your third sheet of paper or that right-hand column. What must I let go of? And so now, if you are actually writing on a piece of paper that is three columns, I'd like you to tear off that right-hand column so that it's a separate sheet of paper. And now what I'd like you to do is to tear up that piece of paper that has those things you want to release into little pieces. And as you do that, to say, I now release this into the nothingness from whence it came. I now release this into the nothingness from whence it came. And holding those little pieces in your hand to say, it is no longer a part of me. It is no longer a part of me. And now to take those little pieces of paper and to throw them over your left shoulder, recognizing that you can pick them up later, and say, I let it go. I let it go. Knowing that later you can pick those pieces up, you can throw them in the trash, you can bury them, you can flush them down the toilet, but right now they have been let go. And so my invitation to you this week is to let your candle continue to burn, knowing that it is taking your intentions and your wishes and those heartfelt desires up into the heavens so that the universe might orchestrate those details for you. And to later on throw away or burn or bury those pieces of paper that you tore up so that they might be dissolved and transformed. And to keep your intention for this year at the forefront of your mind. That means taking that piece of paper that you wrote those intentions on and to put it somewhere where you can be reminded of it, so that it can fan the flame of your heart and keep it alive, and to celebrate the good that fills your life, the good that you are, the good that is ever seeking to unfold itself through you, by means of you, and to revel in that blessing as we begin this new year. And so blessings to you in this year ahead, blessings to you on your path, blessings to your heart and to your spirit and to being a beneficial presence in this world. And so I invite you to join me in a prayer. And so I turn my attention to that infinite one whose pleasure it is to give us the kingdom, that infinite one who is the very essence of creativity and good without bounds, that one that is the very essence and energy of life itself, the life that we are each living, the life that is living itself within us and all around us, that there is no separateness, there is only this one, and that we live in it, and that it lives in us, that this inner God and this outer God is one God, and it is truly the only power, the only presence that there is, and it is limitless potential. For this universe has been unfolded out of that creativity, and that creativity continues to unfold through each one of us as these heart longings, as these desires to release, as these intentions, and as these blessings. And so this year, as we step into this new year, we accept these blessings, we accept the inner guidance. We accept the GPS. We accept being guided and directed. And I know that the path is open and plain before us, that the universe has already said yes, as we have said yes. And so we step forward as a blessing in our own lives. We step forward as a blessing in this world. And we step forward into our most fulfilling life. And for this, I give thanks. And so I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is reflected back into our lives because we believe it and we have claimed it. And so I release this prayer in absolute heartfelt gratitude for all of this. And I say, and so it is. And so I have a couple of invitations for you before we close out. One is that we are continuing to do a Thursday evening Zoom call of connection and spiritual practice. If you would like to join us, this is the link that you will go to. We are doing some sort of spiritual practice, often a meditation, and answering some reflective questions of whatever, what our intentions are for the new year, or what has been good, things like that, and then breaking into small groups and having an opportunity to spend time together and share with each other in a way that is fulfilling and deep and feels really connecting. So I invite you to join us for that. We are continuing to do Ministry of Prayer. So if you have a prayer request, you can email it to Barbara Conant or text her or call her, and she will put you on the Ministry of Prayer list. I invite you to join our YouTube channel. It gives you a one click to watch our videos. This one will be put up. So if you know anybody that would like to participate in this ritual that we just did, it has been recorded as a screen, just the one individual screen instead of everybody, so they can watch it like they were at a service and they can participate in that. And I just want to thank every single one of you for your continued financial support of Living Beyond Limits. It has enabled us to continue to do business. And when things open back up and we get to meet in person, we will be at a prime spot to do that. So blessings to each and every single one of you in this new year. I look forward to seeing you soon. I look forward to seeing you online. And I look forward to a fabulous 2021. So blessings to you.